Good afternoon, friends. This is Stephen White, conductor on the music staff of the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome to this week's Met Preview on WVTF Music. It was a number of years ago, but I remember it like it was yesterday. I had just finished conducting a performance of Puccini's La Bohème at New York City Opera, and as I walked out the stage door, I saw and heard a teenager talking with unbridled enthusiasm on his cell phone, telling someone, "You have to come see La Bohème! It's amazing! And it's based on Rent!" Well, yes and no. Yes, La Bohème is amazing. No, it's not based on Rent. It is, of course, the other way around. Jonathan Larson's popular Broadway musical draws much of its storyline and some few threads of its musical material from Puccini's great masterpiece. But this young man's enthusiasm thrilled me, and it verified the obvious. La Bohème, perhaps more than any other opera, has the power to move nearly anyone, young and old, with its endearing and sincere characters, its all-too-believable tragic story, and above all, the unparalleled beauty and passion of its music. What stony heart could resist falling in love with music like this? That was Luciano Pavarotti singing Che gelida manina, in which the poet Rodolfo tells Mimì the brief story of who he is, what he does, and how he lives. Now, upon seeing her eyes, he tells her that his customary dreams have melted away into thin air, only to be replaced by hope. Mimì, the frail but beautiful neighbor who has come to his garret apartment in search of a match to light her candle, responds by telling her story. She leads a simple life, embroidering flowers onto silk cloth. She doesn't often go to church, but she prays a lot, and she lives alone. Rodolfo is overcome by her beauty in the moonlight and tells her that she embodies a dream he wants to dream forever. They fall into each other's arms and confess their love. Puccini shows unparalleled mastery of emotional musical power, manipulating the harmonic progression for maximum impact as the two lovers sing together for the first time, reprising the enthralling melody from Rodolfo's aria.
Yeah.
Act Two finds us in the full color, pageantry, and near bedlam of Christmas Eve in the Latin Quarter of Paris. The curtain opens up with music of boundless energy. Students, street vendors, children, mothers, street urchins, and just plain old Parisian citizens ring out their voices in a slice-of-life cantata that Puccini has impeccably organized to give the impression of complete random hubbub. Rodolfo has taken Mimi to join up with his bohemian roommates, Marcello, Colline, and Schaunard, at the famed Café Momus. It is there that we meet the colorful and inimitable Musetta, the one-time girlfriend of Marcello, who has arrived in the company of her rich and elderly admirer, Alcindoro, whose presence she can only barely tolerate. She's fairly certain that Marcello still harbors an attraction to her, so she teases him mercilessly, weaponizing a slow waltz to get thoroughly under his skin. And, of course, it works. But now they have to get rid of Alcindoro, so Musetta pretends that she's in great pain because her shoe is too tight and sends him off to the shoe store. Musetta and Marcello fall into each other's arms and all seems well, but there's still the matter of the bill. Musetta sees to it that everything is charged to Alcindoro, and off they go, joining the crowd and following a festive military band out into the night.
Oh,
This is the Weekly Met Preview on WVTF Music. I'm Stephen White. By the time we get to Act 3, it's late February and life has begun to take a toll on Rodolfo and Mimi's relationship. Rodolfo realizes that in his poverty, he cannot take care of Mimi, whose illness is becoming more and more apparent. He has pretended to be cold to her, in hopes of driving her away to someone who can take adequate care of her. In an aria of great emotion and vulnerability, Mimi tells Rodolfo she's leaving him, but asks him to keep her pink bonnet, if he'd like to, as a memory of their love. And with that she says, "Addio senza rancor," goodbye without bitterness. Here's Mirella Freni. Act 4 begins some months later with Rodolfo and Marcello trying to get some work done, but neither of them can accomplish anything because they are preoccupied with memories of their lost girlfriends. O Mimi Tu Più Non Torni is a duet unequaled in its rare blend of sentimentality and unguarded vulnerability. I know I'm not alone when I say that despite my best efforts to keep myself together, the end of La Boheme never fails to bring tears to my eyes. And I suspect that you'll feel the same way tomorrow when you tune in to experience this incomparable masterpiece as it's broadcast live from the stage of the Metropolitan Opera. Conductor Marco Armiliato will lead the Met Orchestra in chorus and a beautiful ensemble that includes Sonia Yonceva as Mimi and Michael Fabiano as Rodolfo. Susanna Phillips sings Musetta and Lucas Meacham is our Marcello. Our Schaunard is Alexei Lavrov and Colline is sung by Matthew Rose. The great Paul Plischka sings both Alcindoro and Benoit. Tomorrow's broadcast begins at 1 p.m. right here on WVTF Music. And be sure to join me next week at this time as we take an emotional and heart-stopping ride on yet another thrilling Puccini warhorse, Madama Butterfly. I'm Stephen White, reminding you that Virginia is for lovers of great opera.
Stephen White made his debut at the Metropolitan Opera in 2010 and has conducted a number of Met performances. He also continues a long-standing relationship with Opera Roanoke as principal guest conductor and will conduct two performances of La Boheme in Roanoke in April 2018.